This podcast is meant for mature audiences only and contains strong sexual language. I am the Bomber.
And I'm the Belle.
And we are a Black married professional couple.
And on this podcast, we share our experiences and tips as we traverse the swinger lifestyle.
Welcome to the Black
and Kinky
Lifestyle. All right, welcome to episode 18 of the Black and Kinky Lifestyle Podcast. It's our 18th episode. Do you know what that means?
No.
That means that if our podcast was a person, it would be 18. It would be an adult. It would be ready to smoke cigarettes, go in a couple of clubs.
Maybe.
And probably go to some lifestyle parties, right? Because they're 18 or over.
Are they 18 or over?
I'm sure. Well, I guess they have BYOB, but, like, technically you can be 18 or over. And
I don't think we've run into an 18-year-old. I think we've run into some young 20-somethings.
Yeah, we have. Wait, doesn't the Bliss Cruise allow 18 or overs? I feel like the Bliss Cruise might allow 18 or overs.
No, I think it's 21.
Okay. Well, I'm far from 21 anyway. It doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, our show would be old enough to go to college.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what are we going to talk about today?
Our West Virginia trip.
Yes, we went to a West Virginia trip. We went to a West Virginia trip with a different group. We didn't go, this isn't the Amour West Virginia. And this was, don't know how else to say this. This was a predominantly white event.
Yes.
And we had booked this event pretty pretty far in advance.
Yeah, it was like back in March.
Yeah.
When we found out about it.
Right. So we were told by the host about it.
Anyway, it was a while ago.
Yeah, I feel like it might have been sometime in the early summer or late spring. Mm-hmm. And then, we were told about it, and we were invited, and we said, okay, sure, we'll come along. And we ended up coming through. So we're going to talk about that. That'll sort of be our sticky pages for the day. And then we will go into today's topic, which is the 5 signs that you are not wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We thought it was important. Now, we consider ourselves a fairly sexy couple.
We're very sexy.
But we are not going to be wanted by everybody.
That's true.
And there are some...
That was very apparent.
And there are some experiences we've had that have told us loud and clear that we weren't desired, we weren't wanted, you know. And that's never a good, like, thing to hear or feel.
Mm-hmm.
But we feel like a lot of couples in the lifestyle don't quite get it when that message is being sent.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought it was important to have to talk about it, because I've scoured the internet looking for tips and advice on how to spot these signs, and nobody talks about it.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird, man. And it's important to know. So in our last episode, we talked about the hovering couple. And this is the couple that just didn't quite get it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about that today. All right. But first, let's start with sticky pages. So we went to West Virginia. There were how many couples? I feel like there were 20 couples.
About 20. Well, yeah, okay, so there's 20 couples and, like, I don't know, 3 single females.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There were 3 single females? I thought there were 2.
There were 3.
Okay. Were they all black?
Mm-mm.
Okay, there was 1 white single female.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I must have missed her.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
Mm-mm.
I played with her?
No, you didn't play with her, but she stood out.
She stood out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, this is going to drive me crazy. All right. So let's talk about the setting. So you want to describe just the makeup of the place?
So it was like a ski lodge, a very large ski lodge with about 4 levels, I believe. So there was like the basement level where you had the game room and the pool. And then the second floor was all bedrooms. And then the third floor was like the kitchen, dining room, living room area, which also had the outdoor hot tub. And then the fourth floor, there was, well, it's like a fourth floor and loft. So there was one or a couple, a few bedrooms on the fourth floor, and then like a master, big master bedroom loft area. And there was a open living room on the fourth floor, which was the play area too, that had like these big windows. But it was a really nice, huge space, mm-hmm. But very nice.
Yeah.
It's set up on like a hill, so you could look down towards, well, not the town, but like the other houses, and there was a lake, and just really nice views.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the you mentioned the sauna and the fireplaces.
Yeah, there was a, there was a fireplace. There was like a double-sided fireplace in the dining room, living room area on the third floor. And there was a sauna downstairs where the pool was. So there was plenty, you know, sauna, pool. The pool had a little, kind of a hot tub to it, too, that had a waterfall, which was really nice. And then there was the outdoor hot tub, which was also very nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'll talk about the people. So like I said, the people were predominantly white, but it looked like everybody was pretty much full swap. The hosts were selective for this event. So they particularly chose a specific age group. It looked like they were looking for a specific attractiveness level, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, play style that you know, just matched up between guests. There were a few mixed individuals, and there were two black single females. There was one black couple, I think.
Yeah.
And I think there was a pretty much a friendly atmosphere. Some were married, some were not.
Mm-hmm.
And that pretty much sums up the crowd that was there. A lot of them were from the Northeast.
Yeah, most everybody, I believe.
Yeah, but some people traveled quite a bit, quite a length. So, all right, so let's talk about the pluses first, mm-hmm. and then we'll get into the minuses. So, I thought the hot tub was definitely awesome. The pool was big. The pool was a nice size. The size of the play space was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was just
they had like beds. I don't know if they were like mattresses that were just in the house.
Yeah.
I guess they had to have been.
Would they have come from? Because it's not like there weren't mattresses in the rooms.
In the rooms, yeah.
So, yeah, they had a bunch of mattresses. I don't know how they got them
as opposed to air mattresses.
Right.
Yeah.
There was also somebody brought a stripper pole, but I feel like somebody, one of the guests brought that.
Mm.
It was all inclusive, so the food was good. Mm-hmm. You know, it was all inclusive, a lot of liquor around. They had some icebreaker games that were interesting. People were just free to do whatever they wanted anytime they wanted. Some of the theme nights were nice.
Yeah.
And like I said, the space was just really beautiful.
And this one was longer, too. This one was, what, Friday to Monday?
Yeah.
So there was more downtime. We went on a hike.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. Almost died, but you know.
Yeah, that hike was serious. That hike was serious. Because it was like mostly uphill.
Yes.
Yeah. Any other pluses that I'm forgetting?
But it was enough people and enough space that like just kind of people were doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. We would get together at certain times, but it wasn't like you all had to be always together. And people went into town and did stuff. Mm-hmm. I would have probably liked to do that, but I don't know. We just didn't.
So I think it was a fairly positive experience overall. Now let's talk about some of the minuses.
Yeah.
So I think this is more of a minus. No, this is a minus for both of us. So we weren't quite sure of the room arrangements before we got there. So there were some couples who got their own room that got there early.
Yeah.
But then, you know, others had to share their room. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't really known to us at the time.
Yeah. I would have just, if I would have known that we would have to share a room beforehand, I think that would have been better. But I don't think that was clear. Or at least it wasn't clear to me.
No, it wasn't clear to me either.
I don't think we would be sharing a room. So, yeah.
And that's really, in the lifestyle, I feel like having a private room is important. Because, like, we want to be able to debrief.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to talk about people behind their backs. We want a space.
Not like
that,
but like who we're interested in or not interested in, or who we think is interested in us and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, if you want to bring a couple back to your room, you don't have to worry about, well, you know, the other couple might be sleeping or something like that.
Right, yeah.
Which was happening, which didn't quite happen to us, but we had a couple that was going a bit much earlier than we were.
Mm-hmm.
Any other minuses outside of that?
I don't really think so.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm going to, so some of the minuses might slip into this, like some of these highlights. So there's some pluses in these highlights too, but just for the sake of sticky pages, well, this may be not a sticky page moment, but I had what's called a get out moment. Now, before I go on, for those who are listening, you may have seen the movie Get Out.
Right.
That was it, Jordan Peele. Was he the one who made that movie?
Mm-hmm.
So great film. It is a horror film that uses themes of racism. And sort of subtle racism, in some of its tropes. But, I use the Get Out phrase here because one, I knew I would have one when I went to this event. Now, even though whenever we find ourselves going to a predominantly white event, I don't necessarily expect something racist to happen. And certainly I don't expect racist to happen at a lifestyle event, because let's keep it real. Even if you are a racist person, you have to know that racism isn't sexy.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to do something unsexy at a lifestyle event.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't expect anything racist to happen here. Although I was like, you know, just by sheer probability, there's going to be a racist couple or two here. There's going to be some Trump supporters up in here. So anyway, I knew a get out moment was going to happen. And a get out moment is different from overt racism. You know, a get out moment is sort of like really subtle. Like you don't really know.
It's a microaggression.
It's a microaggression, right. Now, I'm not necessarily sensitive to microaggressions, but what I did figure out at this particular event was that microaggressions turn me off. A lot. Because this get out moment I had would happen to be with this woman who had a nice body.
Yeah.
I mean, her body was on point. But as soon as this moment happened, right, she was literally like sitting on my lap, like close to when this happened.
Oh,
yeah, she was sitting on my lap. She was playing with my dick a little bit. And I, and okay. I was responding, and then she says this. She says something to the effect of, "You are so articulate." Listen, some of y'all listening to this right now don't understand why you just shouldn't say this to black people.
Right. So I'm like, but wait, that was a compliment. Like, no.
White grown men don't get this compliment.
No.
They don't.
Mm-mm.
Because they are expected to be articulate.
Right.
Okay. I am pushing 40 right now. I have my degree. I work in a professional position. Articulate is all I know how to sound like.
Right.
All right. It's just not something you should get praise for. And as a black person, like, it sort of leaves the assumption, like, what the hell did you expect me to talk like?
Right.
So don't do that. For those who are listening to this, just don't do that.
No.
Articulate is not a compliment.
No.
So the second thing she did was in the vein of that same conversation said that I reminded her of Obama.
Because he's the only, like, decent Negro, acceptable Negro that they have, as an example.
Right. So, really turned me off. It really turned me off. Like, I didn't, like, blow up at her. I was just like, first of all, it was the end of the night. We were in the playroom. We were in watch mode. Mm-hmm. But after that, I was like, yeah, this chick, I can't do this. And I just stopped responding. And after a while, she got up and did something else. All right. So, okay, so that was my, that was one highlight from me. So your highlight was...
Well, I don't know if this is a highlight, but it was definitely noticeable.
Okay, say more.
I mean, so there was myself and... Okay, so there was four black women there. So there was one, which we'll talk about later. There was one single female, who was very sexy, but she just wasn't playing this weekend. And then there was another black single female who's very cute, but she was new to the lifestyle. This was like her first event. And then there was me. And, well, I guess one or two things that I noticed is, one, like we've talked about it, I'm not aggressive. I'm not the aggressor. I'm not approaching. And not because I can't, but that's just not what turns me on. I like to be chosen and approached and that kind of thing. And so what I noticed, and I don't know if this is a common theme or whatever, but the other women there, the non-minority women, were more aggressive, and were more apt to approach, but they were also obviously more often to be approached by the other men there. Now, remember, there was only two black men, one Latino guy, and one mixed guy. On my side, options were limited. But there were some cute white guys that I would have wanted to play with, but they weren't checking for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was cute.
Yeah, you were cute.
Sexy. I was all of that. I always am. But yeah, so it was an interesting experience for me. I did not play a lot this weekend. I think I played, what, twice?
Well, it was...
One night. Was it all the same night?
No, you played twice, two different nights.
Yeah, two different nights, yeah. Yeah, so that was...
Yeah, I mean, do you think it's like a general, like, preference that white men don't have for black women? Do you get that sense?
I think it's...
Or was it because there were all these aggressive white women around? Was it like the context?
I think it's a couple of things. I think there are white men that are into black women, like they're all the way there, and then there are white men that are just not interested at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you find yourself with one group or the other, like, that may determine. And again, this is just my experience, how I was feeling, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, there were white men there that were interested in me. It was just not the majority.
Right. Because I feel like, I feel like white women as a group, and maybe I'm generalizing here, but I feel like white women as a group are more, they feel more liberated and more confident in approaching men aggressively. Mm-hmm. In my experience, that is how it's been. Like, black women have been more so traditionally desiring to be approached.
Mm-hmm.
White women are more likely to come up. So that was my experience at the lodge. Mm-hmm.
And also, like, and I said this, I think, last episode, like, just like you were, you know, you were anticipating that get out moment, you know, so was I. I didn't really have one, which was fortunate enough. Well, let me back up there, because that's not exactly true. but so it's like I can't be fully comfortable and open and vulnerable because there's like this, you know, okay,
when is it?
This vigilance, because it's like, who's gonna say something stupid,
mm-hmm.
or do something stupid,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. So, okay. I can't remember how many times I played this weekend.
You played a fair number of times, but you played like when I went to sleep. So I don't know.
You just disappeared on me at one point. I was with this someone, and then I looked back and you weren't sitting there anymore.
Because I was tired, and I was like, "Yep, I'm done."
Mm-hmm.
Like I think I was. Yeah, I was gonna. I was like, "I'll stay up for a little bit longer." I was like, "No, I'm done."
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to bed.
Okay. Well, this one is yours. This one is yours too. So like you said, there was another black woman there,
mm-hmm.
And she was like your stalker.
She was. She really wanted me, mm-hmm. and it was kind of crazy because like there's just a lot going on. So I'm like dealing with, you know, not being fully comfortable, not being fully wanted, maybe by some of the guys that I was interested in, or not, and like having missed connections, and that thing. And then there was this woman there who, I don't know, by the third night or something like that, was just like everywhere I was, she was like the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And then like she would come like stand next to me and like put her booty on me, and or come and sit next to me and like put her hand on my thigh, and I was just like, yo, chill out.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not. And come to find out that we had run into her before and I didn't realize that it was the same person that was, again, looking for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. This woman, we...
It's a double-edged sword.
this woman was very bizarre. Because she didn't want anything to do with me. Like, just... I was trying to figure out who this woman was, what she was about. She was giving me a cold shoulder, ice cold, like, one-word answers, looking away. We're going to get to signs that people don't want your ass around. But she was giving me all those signs. All of them I was getting from her. And I was like, damn, like, this
yeah,
this
the is, bomber
this,
was
this
like...
This woman is crazy.
Yeah, the bomber was like, I think she wants me dead.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about? Like, you were like, she does not want me to exist. Like,
right. For real.
And then her man was nowhere to be found either.
I
did not
word.
Hear him speak the entire weekend.
Yeah.
Like, not, hey, how you doing? Not, oh, you know, this chicken is real good. Like, nothing. Like, there was just no utterances from him the entire weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, so that one black couple that was there, we just... didn't work out.
Yeah.
Not even a conversation. Like, not even a conversation with that guy. I don't know what's going on.
And the Latino couple, we had a good conversation with them. We were hanging out with them, but just missed connections.
Yeah. No, I think that Latino couple wants to meet up with us at some point. We'll probably see them tonight, actually.
Oh, okay.
But no, they were... That was just a missed opportunity.
Because I liked him too. And he actually was interested in me.
No, he was. We'll talk about how signs where signs where you know that's happening. So, another highlight. So this highlight was for both of us. This was just something we witnessed. So the first DVP we witnessed.
Yeah.
So DVP. So a lot of people are listening right now. What's a DVP? Well, you know what a DP is? A DP is double penetration. One right. dick in the vagina, one in the asshole. This is a DVP, a double vaginal penetration. Two dicks in one vagina. And that was incredible. I've never seen that happen before.
I just don't know, like, how. Like, the girl, she was taking it, and I was like, I can't imagine.
And she was enjoying that shit. She was eating it up. Like, she was telling them, she was
and
like...
And these weren't no little dudes.
No, they weren't.
These were no, like, small dick dudes. Like, these are some of the biggest dicks on white men I've ever seen. Like, no joke. Which made me more interested, but they didn't want me. Anyway, so yeah, these were no, like, little dick white men.
They
like,
were
these
no micro penises at this party.
Yeah, they were sizable penis white men, and they were both in her pussy. And I was just like, me and this other dude were just sitting on the couch watching this like, yo, this is crazy. But kind of awesome at the same time.
No, I thought it was very awesome. It was awesome because, like, her partner, I guess, are they married? I don't know.
Yeah, they're married.
Okay, so her husband was actually there, but he was not one of the two dudes that was doing the DVP. He was having a little trouble, but, like, I thought this was hilarious, because there was one other guy there that was part of an interracial couple, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, he just seemed, I'm not going to lie, he seemed creepy as hell to me.
Yeah.
Like, I think the first night he got sick or something.
I think that was the second night.
And, like, the first thing I thought, I was like, oh, come on, man, this guy's a loser. Like, what's going on with this dude? Like, he can't hold his liquor. Like, I don't, like, he's just standing around. Like, what's going on? Yo, this dude, I have never been so, like, I really underestimated this man. Mm-hmm. Because he had been, like, that last night, I think it was the last night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had been playing with this girl.
He ate her pussy for 45 minutes.
Yes.
Like, no joke. It actually might have been an hour.
Yeah.
I was just like, houseway.
You want to know a dude with patience? This dude took his time. He didn't look like he was tired,
nope.
Frustrated.
Mm-mm.
He was totally into eating pussy at minute 10. He was just as much into eating it as he was then, as he was into like the 60th minute.
Yes.
And he just allowed this woman to enjoy him. Like, when women talk about a guy who takes their time and like looks after their needs, this dude did that shit.
Yes.
And he was rock hard. Like, he was ready. He was ready to just chill. He was ready to do nothing. He was ready for action. And, like, you know, this girl that was looking for a DVP, like, her husband was, like, trying to get it up or whatever. And I just remember going, yo, this dude's ready right here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, I'm ready. And so he got down there and just, they got to it. So.
Happen. Because she had already tried. She had tried with her husband.
Yep.
She had tried, well, her husband and this other dude, Scottish dude, I think. Mm-hmm. And then she tried with the Scottish dude and another dude. And that didn't work out. And then, so he was the third top guy, I think, to attempt.
No, he was on the bottom, I thought. Was he on the top?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think he was on the bottom, which is the hardest place to be during a DP of any kind. But yeah, DVP, I'm actually not curious in trying that shit.
Nope. There is no way I could fit two dicks in my pussy.
Right.
No, can't do it. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But the funniest thing. The funniest thing I think that happened during that was, like, they're doing the DVP, and one of the girls, like, goes over to them and is touching one of the guy's leg or something like that, and somebody is like, oh, yeah, by the way, that's a woman's hand. And I was like, for real, y'all worried about it being a woman or a man's hand, but your two dicks are touching, like your dicks are next to each other.
Right.
Like,
I did
what?
Not catch that.
Yeah. Me
that
and dude
hilarious.
On the couch were laughing about that, like, for real? Like, the hand is where you're concerned? Your dick is literally on top of another dick. Like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, they had condoms on, but still.
Right.
Like, nah.
So we could have a whole episode on just the logistics of DVP. We don't have time for that today with the condoms and the dick rubbing and all of that shit. But it happened. They were successful. She looked like she busted a nut. And that was that. Was that. So her and her partner, we actually did, one of the other highlights I had was, that was the couple we played with together.
Mm-hmm.
That was a special experience for me.
Wait, why was it a special experience?
It was a special experience, one, because we were both playing at the same time with a couple.
Which is the only time that happened that weekend.
Only time that happened. And two, it was so aggressive and nasty and loud and just dirty. Like, I had to take a shower after that. Like, we were dirty talking. And the thing is, like, the door that they had
wasn't even a door.
It was just a curtain. So yeah. People were, like, walking by.
And all the lights were, like, it wasn't, like, even mood lighting. It was, like, bright-ass light.
It was drunken sex. We were all drunk. And we were just fucking so hard. Like, it was just, it was terrible. Like, I remember there were noises coming out of my mouth. Like, I sound like a beast. It was like, ah! She was like, yeah, give me that dick! And the dude apparently likes to get scratched, so you left a few marks on his back. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it was terrible. There were a few people, like, checking, like, pulling their cans.
Like, they were
like, yo,
are
you all right? Yeah, so that was a good highlight. And the other highlight is asexual man.
Mm-hmm.
So this man was the
motivator. I don't know why you name these highlights. These are like interesting occurrences. Highlights to me says positive.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were positive for the most part.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to talk about the asexual dude? Because he was the motivator for this episode. Well, him and the other experiences we had a couple of weeks ago.
So first of all, he was very attractive. Mm-hmm. I found him fairly attractive. He was one of the more attractive guys there. And he seemed like a cool dude. And we had chatted with them, or at least attempted to, mm-hmm. before the trip. Just to say, hey, you know, what's up? Well, that kind of stuff. But, like, since I felt like it was worth my energy to be somewhat more aggressive. You know, I attempted to talk to him, like, get close to him, but I ain't getting nothing. Like, I got short responses. Like, for example, we did, a massage activity, right? So, we massaged you all first. No, you all massaged. We were massaging
her.
Girl, yeah, we were massaging mm-hmm. his girlfriend first, so we massaged her.
And then I was next.
And then you were next, yeah. Right. Oh, so yeah, both of y'all were massaging us. Like, so you were massaging her,
mm-hmm.
and he was massaging me.
Oh, he was massaging you. Okay, yeah I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then it was time to switch. And it was the guy's turn, right? So then he didn't want to get massaged. But you know how this train worked.
Yeah, no, but so it was my turn to get... Oh, well, no. He should have laid down next to me. And then, that's mm-hmm. what should have happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
but
then
he left. Right. But either way, like, you know how this massage train works, right? So, like, we could have both been massaging you, and he could have still been massaging me.
Right.
But he was not interested. And then it came back to, like, switch again to come back to the girls. And she even went over to him and was like, hey, you want to come back? And he was like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the sign. So once that happened, I think she was clearly interested in playing.
Oh, yes.
But once that happened, I was like, because she had invited us to her room.
Mm-hmm.
To their room, and I was like, nah, we're not gonna bother, because mm-hmm. we know what's going on. This mm-hmm. guy is not interested.
And I think she had gotten a hot tub with us too. Mm-hmm. And was he in the hot tub? Did he get in the hot tub?
I don't remember seeing him in there.
Yeah.
He just dissolved into the background. Mm. You know, which is fine. If you're not interested, you're not interested.
Right.
But it was just interesting to see her continue to try. All right. So this is why it's important to just know when somebody's not interested. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have to recognize the signs so that you don't waste your time. Yeah. So that's what this episode is going to be about, the topic. We're going to try to go through it quickly here. But knowing these signs can prevent you from, you know, wasting precious time, getting frustrated. You can waste time, money, and energy trying to interact with somebody unknowingly that this couple just doesn't want you. Now, some couples will tell you flat out they're not interested. Most of the time, they won't do that, though.
But I would rather them do that.
I mean, there's a number of reasons why I might not do that. One, like, they can take it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they could end up spreading some dirty rumors about you, about how rude you are and all that bullshit.
I think that's a nice but direct way to say we're not interested.
We'll have an episode on that at some point. Ways to communicate you're not interested. But these are the signs that somebody's not interested in you. So these signs, again, may be symptoms of another illness, might be symptoms of something else. Some people are just awkward. Mm-hmm. And sometimes couples are going through a little something at that moment that just sometimes it has nothing to do with you and everything right. to do with them. So if a couple is arguing, or if she's on the rag and she doesn't want to tell you that, mm-hmm. so she just doesn't like feel like being touched, she might feel gross or something like that. Mm-hmm. Those issues can be there too. Either way, the bottom line is to just keep your distance, right? To just kind of step back.
Once you get the sign, then let it go.
Right.
Like once the guy like didn't want to massage me anymore, I was like, oh, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was it. And I didn't engage anymore from that point on for the weekend.
Right.
His girlfriend was still trying to engage us, but we were like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the rule I use is like either the chemistry is there or it's not. Mm-hmm. Like, and if it's not there, then move on to something else. Mm-hmm. But sometimes couples aren't even interested in getting chemistry. Sometimes they're just interested in getting that nut. So we're going to go through these signs. I just got five of them. And I think there are a couple of ways to interpret these signs. One, if you're doing some of this and you don't mean to do it, and you know, this could be this can be causing you to miss out on couples if you're doing some of these things inadvertently. So my number one sign that a couple is not interested in you is when they're not smiling. If you're talking to them and there's no smiles, that's a bad sign. That's a bad sign. It's a bad sign because if I'm a person interested in you and you're talking to me, I'm going to be excited about that.
Right.
Right. If a guy that you're into, if a guy that you find attractive is talking to you, like I've seen you, you immediately start smiling. Mm-hmm. Like, hi, you know, that first word is followed by a smile. I remember we were at a party one time and we were outside. We were sitting there. And a couple was sitting across from each other. Mm-hmm. And a couple sat on some couches next to me. And the girl was closer to me. And the guy was further. And so I, like, signaled to the couples. I'm like, hey, where are you guys from? And she looks at me as if I asked for directions. She's like, oh, us? Oh, we from Chicago or some shit. Okay. And I was like, that told me right there she wasn't interested at all. Because you're at a party.
Right.
You're at a lifestyle party. Somebody's talking to you. If you want to have sex with them or you want to play with them, that's going to be a happy moment.
Right, yeah.
So again, there are some exceptions to the rule. So I had my eyes on this couple later because I was like, okay, let me see if this person just doesn't smile. Mm-hmm. And then I remember I saw her talking to another woman and she actually started smiling. And I was like, okay, she wasn't interested. Mm-hmm. I was too dark skinned for her. All right. You ever had that experience though? Have you ever talked to a guy or talked to somebody in a lifestyle and a smile was missing?
Yeah.
That's happened to you?
This past weekend. Yeah, yes.
See, I feel like, because I feel like people will smile just as, you know.
As a courtesy?
Sometimes, yeah. You know, they'll smile just as a courtesy.
That dude was not smiling at me.
Are we talking about the dude that refused the massage? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yep. Bad sign. Mm-hmm. All right. So number two, they keep it short and are quick to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. So this actually happened to me at the lodge. Mm-hmm. Like this was actually when I was talking to a guy. Mm-hmm. Now, clearly I wasn't interested in him. Mm-hmm. And I really wasn't interested in his wife either. Mm-hmm. But I was just being friendly. Mm-hmm. And I swear we got to, hey, how you doing? What's your name? Where you from? And then puts out his hand, mm-hmm. says, well, it was nice talking to you.
Oh. I was like, that was abrupt.
I was like, wow.
All right.
Okay, they keep it short, mm-hmm. and they move on. A couple that's interested in you or somebody who's interested in you will not want to let you go that easily. They won't want to leave.
Right.
Right? They'll figure out something. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just silence. They're not going to walk away, and they're not going to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. Because usually when you leave another couple, you're giving them an opportunity to find somebody else, right? Yeah. So if they're interested, they usually won't do that. But if they're quick to say goodbye, that's a sign that they might not want your ass. Mm-hmm. Okay. There are some exceptions to this rule, of course. Some couples and some individuals are awkward. But see how they interact with other people. And I saw how this couple interacted with other people, and it was clear when they weren't interested. Yeah. All right, number three. They always have to leave you to do something else.
We're good for this, though.
So when have we done this?
We did this at the last party we were at. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, we got to go figure this out. Figure out what we're doing later. But we'll hit you up. Right. Like, yeah, we're good for that.
So I remember there was one party we went to, and there was this couple that we know that was there. So there was this woman in particular. We were on our way out of the party, right? Mm-hmm. And she was playing with this guy. Mm-hmm. And like this, you know, it was her, the guy was like, you know, fucking her, mm-hmm. and her husband was just there watching it. And like, she was just moaning, and like, we were like, okay, well, we're going to go. Bye, everybody. and she did not look up. Mm-hmm. She did not wave her hand goodbye. She did not even know anyone else was in the room or leaving the room. Mm-hmm. And then we left her to her devices. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to a recent experience. She's playing with this guy. Mm-hmm. And we are like literally tiptoeing out of the door. And she perks up and she's like, hey, are you guys leaving? Excuse me. She stops what she's doing with this guy. And she's like, oh, you guys leaving? It was so good to see y'all. And I was like, she clearly does not want to fuck with this dude.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, you don't, because I'm being purposely vague, because probably the person who's listening to this is going to know what I'm talking about. But it was just two examples of, it was clear that.
Oh, okay. That I
you got it. Mm-hmm. She was making excuses to leave. She always had to do something else. Okay. Like, if you're always, like, not prioritized, like, if somebody's, like, leaving you in the middle of, like, they, like, if you're eating a girl out and she's like, oh, I need another drink. Hold on. Mm-hmm. And she leave, like, trust, they don't want your ass. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interested couples will prioritize you. They will not leave you to do something else unless it's something serious.
Right.
Okay. Number four. No touching. No mutual touching.
Right.
Okay. If you're touching somebody and they're not touching you back, this is a simple one. Signs are they don't want you. They're not interested. Okay? Mm-hmm. You go to sit on somebody's lap and they're literally like limp.
Like, I'm just not gonna even try to hold your body weight up.
Right. If you're touching somebody's thigh and they're not like touching your hand.
Right. Or they're touching your hand to remove it.
Right. Like, yo, just stop. Mm-hmm. They're not interested. Mm-hmm. Just let it go. Move on. Sometimes this is an exception to this rule. Sometimes couples aren't comfortable with PDA, or they don't know how to respond. See how they respond to other couples. Just watch them. But back off, man. If they're not touching you back, back off. Mm-hmm. Body language. Body language usually tells you everything you need to know. So I talked about body language before, but just this is one example. So let's say we're having a conversation with another couple. Mm-hmm. Okay. This other couple comes by and they're trying to get they're trying to join this conversation.
Right.
If we're maneuvering ourselves so our back is to them, or we're not looking at them or opening a space for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign we're not interested.
Right.
Right. So that happens a lot. I mean, it's happened to us before. But again, if you are, you know, if you're that hovering couple and there's a conversation going on and people aren't bringing you in, people aren't asking you questions, back up. They're not interested. Let it go. Look where their eyes are. If they're not making eye contact, let it go. Okay. So those are our five signs that you are not wanted. Okay. Just to review. No smiling. If they're not smiling at you, bad sign. If they're keeping it short and quick and saying goodbye very quickly, bad sign. If they're always having to leave you to do something else, whether that's to get a drink, talk to another couple, say goodbye to somebody, if they're constantly leaving you and not coming back, that's key.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you. Not touching you back, they don't want you. Body language, they're not letting you, they're not opening space for you to join them. Bad sign. Let it go. This is really important to keep in mind. I think this is so important because many couples, including us, you know, I have a difficult time flat out saying, yo, just get the fuck away from me. Especially when you're like the host of a party, it can be really difficult to do this.
Yeah.
It can be really difficult to tell people you're not interested. So it's important to pay attention to these signs, because if you fail to pay attention to these signs and recognize them, not only could you end up wasting your time and annoying another couple, but when you annoy that other couple, word gets out.
Yeah.
Word gets out about you that you just can't take a hint. And you're just sort of a hover couple.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, man, like, it could get bad. Like, when people see you on the RSVP list, they might not even show up because you're there, because you are that bad at not understanding and not getting the hint.
Well, can we do an update from last episode on our Negro that had the audacity? I'll let you share that.
We had a experience with a couple. So the bell talked about this guy asking her to lie to his partner and tell her that she goes down on women just so he can get at the bell, because the woman wasn't having it. So clearly this guy was not understanding. So he fucked up. Like, you know you done fucked up, right?
Right.
asking the bell to lie. But this guy has been following up with us, telling us, well, more so communicating to me that he would want to hang out. You know, did we lose his number? Like, and so when I first respond, I'm like, no, we still got your number. We'll let you know, we're interested in meeting up. But then, you know, he reached out again, like, hey, you know, what's up, man? You guys still want to meet up? And then I finally told him, I'm like, yo, listen, man, it looks like, I don't know, it looks like it doesn't quite, we're not a good match.
Right.
Like,
which was very like, you know.
Which was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was like, you know, your wife, given your wife's preferences, you know, it just
won't work out.
It doesn't seem like it's a good match. But then he comes back. So it's amazing that this didn't stop there. So then he comes back and says something to the effect of, you know, you guys seem like really cool people. Apparently he read our profile and, you know, was just making all these parallels between the interests they have and the interests we have. And there were some good parallels. I mean, if you read our profiles, we actually do make a good match. Unfortunately, though, you know, he was talking about the possibility of, you know, we could be vanilla friends or something like that. You know, this doesn't have anything to do with us fucking each other's wives. And, you know, I think that's bullshit, but whatever. Right. But then, you know, I had to tell him, I'm like, listen, I'm like, listen, bro, like, it's clear that you're interested.
Right.
Like, it's very clear that you're interested. And we are very, you know. The flattery is there. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, your wife could not even dance with my wife because my wife doesn't eat pussy.
Right.
Like, she couldn't even, she couldn't even interact with you.
Yeah.
On a vanilla level because of that. So I was just like, dude, like,
how?
You are, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife ain't having this.
Right.
And that is, and we are not going to try to persuade her otherwise. Mm-hmm. Like, she has made her preferences clear, and you have to accept that because we've accepted that.
Right.
And that was it. And I think he responded with something that ended the conversation. I think that was it.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause time and time again, we see that when we try to make accommodations for folks, it does not work.
No, yeah, that's right. Anytime we try
to make any kind of accommodation that is outside of our normal interaction, engagement with couples, just how we operate, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going down on anybody for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're not making any, you know, changes in what we do and how we operate for other couples. 'Cause there's just so many other people out here.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't special. We ain't special.
Mm-hmm.
So, nah.
Yeah, honestly, either the chemistry is there or it's not. Now, granted, like, before we start playing, if we have to have this sort of accommodating conversation, like, rules are different, right? Mm-hmm. Rules are simple. But if we have to have this kind of weird, like, all right, well, you know, you got to say this, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do that. Nah,
mm-mm.
No,
mm-mm.
It doesn't work. Now, while we're playing, if somebody says, all right, yeah, this is good. Just pull my ear. Just pull it. Pull it right now. That's different, right? Like, all right, I'll pull your fucking ear.
Right.
You know.
And no sweat off my back. Like with the guy at the cabin, he was like, you know, could you just really amp it up for me if you, like, dig your nails into my bag? And I was like, all right.
This was while y'all were playing.
Yeah, that was while we were playing. I was like, all right, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But having to make, like, special arrangements, you know, to talk and be with people, nah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. There's one other thing I wanted to mention.
Oh.
I don't know how to talk about this, and I feel like I'm just going to introduce this thing, but it's just been weighing on me. And so there was a point during the cabin getaway where I felt an unfamiliar discomfort. And it happened while I was watching a woman, like, she was getting played with by a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say which couple it was. But the woman I was looking at was very sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just liked seeing her get pleasured.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy is, like, licking her titties.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just sitting there. I'm butt-ass naked. I'm just sitting there on the bed. I'm not playing or nothing. I'm just watching.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy looks over at me, which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm playing with people, like, sometimes I'll look around because I like being watched.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to see who's in the room and who's watching.
Right.
But that's the only reason why I'm looking around.
Mm-hmm.
But then the guy, he looks over at me again.
Mm.
He goes to lick her, and then he looks at me with this look that, like, I was frozen. I was frozen because the situation went from really erotic to, like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, was it a look like, hey, come join? No.
No, no. It wasn't that look. It wasn't that look. And this is the thing. There was a level of ambiguity to this mm-hmm. look. But I just didn't like it. Like, he was looking at me like he wanted me. Mm. 'Cause he kept doing it. Like, mm-hmm. he kept looking directly at me. I'm like, he's like licking the titties of this gorgeous ass woman. Why does he keep looking at me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm licking your titties, like, I'm going to look around, but your titty is what I'm focused on. Like,
right.
Your titty is where my eyes are going to be.
Right.
Sometimes I'm going to look at you in your eyes. I'm going to, like, kiss your neck. Why was he looking at me like that?
Mm.
And so it just, I'm not sure. I'm still learning. There's mm-hmm. still a lot about this lifestyle I'm figuring out. I don't know if it was like a sort of a bisexual moment.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked about like bisexual men in the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. And I think that some bisexual men might not claim it on their profiles because there is a stigma. Like, it's mm-hmm. not like, it's not the same for women. Like, almost yeah. all women in a lifestyle will claim to be bisexual, bi-curious, or bi-comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But when men claim bisexuality, there's a different meaning, I think, as a society
yeah.
That we place on it. Like, we automatically put them towards the gay side, gay men that occasionally like having sex with women. I feel like that's how bisexual men are grouped.
Mm-hmm.
This was one, and I'm not sure if it was a bisexual experience. I'm not sure if it was just a sort of like, I'm enjoying you watching her moment.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's all he liked.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember feeling so uneasy about being looked at that way by another man. Mm. So I'm not sure where to put this. I'm not sure what box to put this in. We might revisit it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. That's all I wanted to say about that.
I think it's a sensitive one. mm-hmm. I mean, yes, there are bisexual men in the lifestyle. And some are open with it, and I'm sure there are some that are not as open with it because of the stigma and because of the assumption that, like, it means they want every man, you mm-hmm. know, that kind of thing. But I also want to acknowledge that, like, anything that makes you uncomfortable, like, you need to be aware of that
mm-hmm.
and just conscientious of not engaging with things that make you uncomfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay because mm-hmm. it's your body and you can do whatever you want with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, you can be prejudiced with your body. You can, you know, discriminate when it comes to your body. So, I mean, like, I wouldn't be like, oh, you know, watch out for all these dudes out here because they might be bisexual. But I think it's just being very clear on what you're comfortable with and what you're not comfortable with
mm-hmm.
and engaging appropriately.
Right. Yeah, because I don't want to just make it sound like I'm uncomfortable with bisexual men, like being around.
Right. Yeah.
It was this particular experience that made me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That may have or have not had anything to do with bisexuality,
mm-hmm.
But that's what it sort of made me think of.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what we got coming up? But anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. That concludes this episode. Please comment Like, share, rate us subscribe. On iTunes. Please comment on SoundCloud. Send us emails at blackandkinkylifestyle@gmail.com with your questions. Yeah, lately. We haven't gotten any emails lately. I don't know if folks are just busy or what. But yeah, until next time, stay sexy. Peace out.